Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Almon. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Hancock. Batting seventh. The DH, Dan Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codiroli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. There goes Lopez. The throw from Parrish to Brookins, and Lopez is out. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coderoli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki juggles the ball. That's an error on Krenchicki. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins catches it and throws to first to double up Lopez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Almon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hancock hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Behringer covering, for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leach for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krenchicki for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Bailey now pitching. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marshall Brandt pinch hits for Dan Meyer. Marshall Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Krenchicki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krenchicki juggles the ball. That's an error on Krenchicki. Peters moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. Almon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3 to nothing, Athletics. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lopez is walked intentionally. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Carney Lansford now playing third base. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marshall Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Larry Herndon pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Whitaker moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Dave Beard now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Heath. Whitaker moves to third. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Herndon moves to second. Jack Morris pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Jeff Jones now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.